At first, it was almost a relief to be surrounded by cool shadows and the scent of growing things after the charnel stench of the desecrated chapel. But the further we got from the wharf and the protection afforded by the patrol boat and its heavy bolters, the greater my apprehension became. Jürgen and I were able to keep up with Kaelin well enough as he wormed his way through the undergrowth, pausing every now and again to examine some minute trace of our enemy's passing in the brief flash of a shadowed luminator. But my senses were reaching out in every direction, desperate to make sense of the unfamiliar sounds which assailed me. Every susurration of the wind through the leaves, or unfamiliar cry of some nocturnal creature, sounded to me like stealthy enemies moving to flank us. No one did, of course. Kaelin knew the terrain too well to be taken by surprise, but no amount of logical analysis could quench the visceral apprehension gnawing at my gut. Eventually, after an indeterminate time, I felt a cooler breeze on my face, accompanied by the odor of sea salt and the hollow booming of surf in my ears. A moment later, we broke free of the vegetation to find ourselves on a sandy beach, tinted silver in the light of a newly risen moon.
Have we crossed the whole island?
Kaelin shook his head, his amusement at the question evident in the tilt of his shoulders.
Just a peninsula. Thought we'd end here. Why?
Our guide smiled, his teeth seeming to fluoresce in the soft light.
Good beach. Easy to land.
He shrugged and began leading the way along the shoreline.
Local fishermen use it.
His pace faltered, and he looked at the ground with a hint of annoyance.
No good for tracks, though.
There was no need to ask why. The breeze I'd been enjoying for the last few minutes was stirring the powdery grains around our feet, our own boot prints eroding even as I watched.
Just do your best. If you were beaching a boat here, where would you choose? Over there, by that canoe. Could they have used it?
He shook his head, clearly amused at the naivety of the question.
Too small. That's for two men. Three at most. Even without the fish.
We'd got closer to the odd little craft as we talked. It seemed to be made of leather of some kind, stretched over a wooden frame, and looked far too flimsy to take to sea. A dark crescent on the sand nearby turned out to be a fishing net, half unfolded, and my sense of apprehension increased. It would be an immensely valuable possession in a primitive fishing community, and wouldn't just have been abandoned without a second thought. The same thing had evidently occurred to Kaelin, as he brought up the barrel of his lasgun at almost the same instant I raised the hand holding my pistol.
Over there, sir.
Jürgen rounded the boat a pace or two ahead of us, and took aim at something. He began to advance cautiously, keeping his lasgun sighted. A second later, I'd passed the obstruction too, and felt the breath catch in my throat.
Dead.
Kaelin trotted across to the nearest of the two corpses, apparently more trusting than my aide and I that it wasn't an ambush.
Lasgun wound. This one too.
I was sufficiently confident by now that the apparent cadaver wouldn't sit up and start shooting as I approached it. Like his friend, he'd been shot in the back, apparently making a run for it, and the inference was clear.
They must have been here when the raiders returned to their boat.
But why kill them? How could there be a threat?
They saw something. Something the Ghost Warriors couldn't risk getting back to the Imperial authorities. Who there were?
I shook my head.
They've left witnesses alive before.
Not that any of their accounts had been particularly helpful, agreeing only that they were skilled at striking from ambush, armed with lasguns, and formidable hand-to-hand fighters. The rest had been the usual exaggerated tales of superhuman strength and resilience, which spoke more of panic than reasoned recall.
It must have been something else.
I glanced around the beach, searching for a clue, and found nothing.
Where they were going?
Then he scowled.
Stupid idea. Why? They could have gone anywhere.
He waved an expansive arm at the glittering sea. It stretched to the horizon, which was speckled with the faint hummocks of greater darkness marking the locations of distant islands. The only exception was the looming shadow of a nearby islet, about half a kilometer away, close enough for the moonlight to catch the ring of breakers surrounding it and create a band of shimmering silver.
What about that?
I pointed to the outcrop.
If they were headed there, it would have been obvious.
Kaelin shrugged.
You can't land. Reef. All round. So no one ever goes there. That's right. Death to try.
That was good enough for me. I tapped the comm bead in my ear.
Dan, we're on the other side of the peninsula. Can you pick us up?
Only a faint wash of static answered me. It seemed we'd come further than the short-range transceivers could reach. I was about to vent my feelings vocally when Jürgen suddenly pointed at the dark mass of the offshore islet.
What's that?
I narrowed my eyes. A brief flash of light had flickered somewhere on the supposedly unreachable island.
Someone's over there.